And that is Larry Rezavi with our theme, Musicians Come and Play. Larry Rezavi and his out-of-town checks. And that means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. It is program number 472 in that continuing series. As you're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, and streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. We're now at 10 minutes before the hour of 12 noon, 77, our current temperature. We have our guest on the line. We're going to go to the phone line, bring him in, and say good morning to Mr. Fred Walter. Good morning, Fred. How are you?
I'm doing great. Hi. On a beautiful day like today.
Absolutely. It is. Are you at home today, Fred? Are you in Osakis?
Yeah. I'm sorry I didn't hear that part.
Okay, we were breaking up just a little bit. So I was just checking to see. You make home in Osakis? Is that where you are today?
Yep. We live at Osakis, just a mile out of town. Went to church this morning, and we always listen to Albany Radio Station on our way to church.
Okay. Very good. Very good. Born and raised where, Fred?
Well, I was born and raised 2 miles north of Westport, Minnesota.
Okay.
And my parents had 14 children, and I'm number 13, and I'm not superstitious.
Okay. Very good. Very good. And grew up in the area, went to school in the area then?
Yeah, we went to grade school in Westport, and they only went through sixth grade and then went to Ballard High School, and Ballard was a big town.
Okay.
About 350 people, which is four times more than Westport. So.
Sure. Well, very good. And did you take any music in school as you were growing up then, Fred?
Well, I sang in choir, like most of my siblings, but I never played any musical instruments.
Okay.
I did play around on the piano some, but I don't don't read music and play it, but I just some stuff that I can play by ear, I play.
Okay. So, graduated from high school, and did you go on to any college then?
Well, I went 6 months to Alexandria Tech School. I took computer programming. It was only the second year they had it in 1968. But I decided I wanted to work more than go to school. And so then I went to work and worked for a year in Minneapolis. And then I came back home and I built silo for a big silo company. 3 years. And then after that, I decided, well, maybe farming wasn't so bad after all. Then I started with farming with my parents in 1972 and did that for 30 years. And son took over in 2002. And then I worked off the farm till 4 years ago, I read.
Okay. Very good. Well, somewhere along the way, you decided to start singing some gospel music. And how did this all come about?
Well, when I was a kid, my parents, they both could play the piano very good. And then they liked what's referred to as Southern gospel music or country gospel and took us to a few concerts when I was a kid. Fell in love with that style of music at that time. And then I had an uncle who was very techie, and in fact, his name was the same as mine, Fred Walter, and he had a lot of the records of favorite groups like Blackwood Brothers, the Stamps, Kingsmen, and so when we'd go over to visit him, he would play some of that music, and I never got over it.
Uh-huh.
So even though I sing to professionally recorded music, but the style of music is very good. In fact, country music originated from Southern gospel music, but of course the words are different. But I like that Southern gospel music. Every song is like a mini 3-minute sermon, and people can find spiritual help from the good Lord from each and every song. So that's Debbie and my goal, is to present the gospel of Jesus through word and music. Music really brings out a good part of all the Bible has to do, pointing people to Jesus.
Uh-huh. So when did you start singing out and recording then?
Well, my wife, Debbie, she, about 10 years ago, because we were bringing nationally known Southern gospel groups to the area for a lot of years, and they said, why don't you just go do your own song? And so as soon as she said that, we have friends that live near Nashville called the Needham family.
Yes.
And they've been in music many years. And so Dave Needham, he agreed to be the producer, and my wife Debbie is the executive producer, which means she has to pay all the bills.
Uh-huh.
All I had to do was sing. I had the easy part.
Oh. So
we did our first CD 10 years ago, and now we just finished our seventh one.
Yeah.
So we've had fun, and it's been very rewarding doing good gospel music.
You bet, you bet. And I know you got a copy of it to me, and 10 great songs, and some of them I recognize. You've got a George Jones one on there, If I Could Hear My Mother Pray Again. That's a great song. Are You Washed in the Blood? I Saw the Light, Hank Williams song. A number of them that I recognize. So, yeah, very, very good.
Yeah, and actually the title song, the first song is also the name of the CD. It's Me and Jesus, and that was recorded by Tom T. Hall, I'm not sure, probably 40 years ago or so.
Sure.
And I hadn't really heard the CD, and my youngest brother, a couple months before he passed away, he brought it to my attention. So Well, I hadn't listened to it, and well, then he ended up passing away, so Debbie and I listened to it, and we liked it, and decided that that would go on the CD, so we got the words easy enough, but nobody had the music.
Sure.
And couldn't find the music anywhere. We tried all over the country, and I was ready to give up on it, but Debbie, she don't know what the word no means, so she kept after it, and we ended up hiring musicians down in Nashville, and they finished it up the day before we got down there. So that's just a good old song. If that song don't light your fire, your wood.
Yep. You bet.
Good song. So there's some good older good gospel songs.
You bet. And I should back up and you said that you are married. Give credit to your wife, who she is, and the family that you have together.
My wife is Debbie, and she does all the techie work. It's a lot of work getting these CDs together to pay all the royalties for the words and the music and everything. It's very time-consuming.
Mm-hmm.
And she came from a family from Ballard, and they didn't have nearly as many children. They only had 12 in their family.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And we have 5 children and 10 grandchildren, and enjoy being with family.
You bet. You bet. Well, that's wonderful. Well, Fred, we're going to take a quick break here and read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market. Then we'll come back to you, if that's all right.
Sounds good.
Alrighty, so Cy here for the St. Joe Meat Market. Did you know that the St. Joe Meat Market still grinds hamburger fresh daily several times a day and even more often on the busier weekend days? You will understand how important this is. If you ever buy burger at one of the big box supermarkets, open the package and find that pool of blood on the bottom of the package or that soggy soaked up diaper in the bottom of the package. This is because they grind it so far in advance, causing it to have an odor or an off taste. Come into the St. Joe Meat Market this week and treat your family to some fresh ground beef. The brat of the week this week is another good one. It is our smoked cherry bomb brat. It is another of the many great flavored brats made for you at the St. Joe Meat Market. These have a little more kick than most of our regular brats. Come in and try some for yourself. This week, you can take 30 cents off each package at the checkout counter all week long in limited quantities. This weekend on Friday and Saturday, it will be the St. Joe Men's Lions hosting and cooking at the outdoor brat sale out in front of the St. Joe Meat Market. Come out and enjoy a brat and a beverage for a very reasonable fee. As always, for more in-store specials at the St. Joe Meat Market, like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, or you can always call 320-363-4913 for more information. And that is the St. Joe Meat Market, and we thank you. Fred, for being our guest on the program, and you know how it works. You've been here before. We get you that nice meat package, and in this case, we met on Tuesday, so got it to you already, and you've had a chance to enjoy it. How's that working out for you?
Yeah, that is sure great. You got the best sausages and fresh meat, and once in a while we buy salmon down there as well. And, you know, when we get to heaven, I don't know if there's going to be breakfast sausage or not, but if there is, I hope they get the maple breakfast links from St. Joseph's Meat Market's recipe.
Okay. Yeah, that would be a nice thought, that if there'd be sausage in heaven, because I'm kind of a fan of that myself. I really like my sausage. So, well, good. I'm glad that's worked out for you, Fred. And yeah, we sure thank you. So let's get back to a little more of the music here. So you've got some events coming up here now in the near future. And let's talk a little bit about that before you get to the CD.
Yeah, we got two events. Two daughters that thanked me on 4 of the 7 CDs, and they're going to be with me in concert this coming Wednesday, July 12th at 7 o'clock up at Earhart, Minnesota, which is north of Fergus Falls. And then on Thursday, we're going to be at the Todd County Fair in Long Prairie, and we'll be singing in the afternoon from 1:30 to 3:30. And then on Friday, July 14th, we're going to be at New Life Christian Church in Alexandria for a 6:30 concert. So we're looking forward to all three of those events coming up.
Absolutely. And, Fred, for folks listening in and looking to have someone that can come in and sing and entertain a little bit, sing some good Southern gospel music, you guys taking calls? You're interested in booking other engagements?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll come sing anywhere. My wife takes care of a lot of the scheduling, and her phone number is 320-808-5010. And then you can also look for us on Facebook, Fred Walter Music and Ministry, and you can get a see what I sound like on there. She's got some stuff.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, we'll be happy to come sing anywhere.
All right. That's awesome. And let's talk just a moment about the CD before we play some of that for the listeners. And so on the CD, you say that your wife, Debbie, is on this one for the very first time on a CD, huh?
Yeah, that title song, Me and Jesus, she was so significant in making it happen that I asked her if she would sing, and she agreed to sing with me and Jessica and Grace on it.
Mm-hmm.
All four of them be singing that song in concert this week, and she's on the CD as well, and... Anyway, great to have her be on the other side of the microphone this time.
Absolutely. She's, like you say, done all the behind-the-scenes work, but this way, get her out in front and give her a little credit for all the hard work that she's doing as well.
That's right. Yep, she's my right arm and most of my left.
There you go. Very good. How long you guys been married?
Just about... 28 years.
28 years. All right. Always should think a little more about that because poor guys, a lot of times I put them on the spot. It's like, oh man, my wife would know that, but I don't. So didn't mean to put you on the spot, but you answered rather quickly, so we're good.
Yeah, we're good on that one.
All righty. And you said you have more children besides Grace and the other daughter?
Yep, the oldest boy took over the farm, and he has two children, him and Angie, and then Dawn and her husband, Jeff, they have one son, Bly, and she lives down at St. Michael and teaches at Big Lake, and he's a banker.
Okay.
And then Jessica, she sings with me, and she lives in Big Lake.
Mm-hmm.
She's closer. And then Courtney lives in Sauk Center, near Sauk Center, and her and Max, they have four children. And our youngest, Jessica, who flies in this week, she lives in Nashville. So it's not very often we all get together and can sing. So this is going to be a good week for us.
Absolutely. Well, that is great. You bet. And these two just happen to enjoy the singing, or that it come natural for them? The others didn't want to be part of it, or how did that all work out?
Well, the others are kind of like Debbie. They willing to do everything in the background, but they're not so apt to get in front of the microphone. And then Jessica and Grace have actually been a little more available because of their jobs. They've been able to record with me.
Well, good. That's great.
Yeah, well, the youngest one is Grace. I think I said Jessica.
Yep. So we got that straight. So Jessica, the older one, Grace, the youngest one, and nice picture of them on the poster here that I'm looking at, also seeing them. It's the same picture that's inside the cover of the CD. So very, very good. Nice looking girls. And, it must be a real honor to have your kids and your wife part of the group, huh? Isn't that neat?
And it really is. You know, when I was, Grace, the youngest one, 23. When I was 23, I wasn't singing gospel music much.
Yeah. Yeah, so how far things have progressed over time, huh?
Yep, that's right.
You bet.
Honored to come sing with me and Debbie as well.
Uh-huh. You bet. Well, very good, Fred. Well, with that, we're going to save a little time to play some of that brand new CD. But again, we encourage the folks to come out. You want to just mention those dates one more time?
Yep, I do. Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, July 12th at 7 o'clock at night, we'll be at Erhard, Minnesota at the Grace Church there. And then Thursday, we'll be at the Todd County Fair in Long Prairie, be singing from 1:30 to 3:30. And then Friday, July 14th, we'll be at the New Life Christian Church in Alexandria, singing at 6:30. And that address is 1910 County Road 82, Southeast Alexandria. And then if people can't make it to the concert, I want to remind them that they can purchase CDs at the St. Joseph Meat Market, and they have the new one in there and the other ones as well.
That's right. So
they're available in different areas.
Very good. And I see that both concerts are no admission charge, but rather just a free will offering, so folks can feel at ease coming out, huh?
Yep, they can. I never like to charge for hearing the gospel, so we have a free will offering, and everything goes towards the singing ministry.
There you go. Awesome. Well, Fred, I want to take this opportunity to thank you for joining us once again on our Musicians Come and Play. And like I've told you in the past, the good Lord's willing, you and I are here. Down the road, we'll do it again sometime. How's that?
That sounds great. Always enjoy visiting with you, Si.
All righty. So with that, we're going to let you run. Have a great day. And we'll talk to you. I'll talk to you off the air in just a moment here.
Sounds good.
There he goes, Mr. Fred Walter, our 472nd guest here on the Musicians Come and Play program. Don't go away. We've got some great gospel, Southern gospel music coming up by Fred Walter in just a moment. Larry Razavian is Out of Town Checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play. Wrapping up right there, wrapping up our 472nd edition of our Musicians Come and Play. And great guest there, Mr. Fred Walter. Yes, does a great job singing, and I think you'll enjoy his music. And, of course, promoting those two concerts coming up Wednesday the 12th at 7 p.m. in Earhart, Minnesota at the Grace Church there. And also on Friday, 6:30. At the New Life Christian Church in Alexandria. And then, of course, on Thursday, going to be at the Todd County Fair in the afternoon. So three opportunities to see Fred Walter and the family in concert. Right now, we're going to start things out with the first track on that CD that we had talked about, and that is one called Me and Jesus, an old Tom T. Hall recording. Yes, Me and Jesus.
Well, me and Jesus got our own thing going. Me and Jesus, we got it all worked out. Me and Jesus got our own thing going. We don't need anybody to tell us what it's all about. I know a man once was a sinner. I know a man who once was a drunk. And I know a man who once was a loser. He went out one day and made an altar out of a stone.
Once was a loser.
Oh, well, me and Jesus got our own thing going. Me and Jesus got it all worked out. Me and Jesus got our own thing going. We don't need anybody to tell us what it's all about. Jesus brought me through all of my troubles. Jesus brought me through all of my trials. Jesus brought me through all of my heartaches. And I know that Jesus ain't gonna forsake me now.
He won't forsake me.
Well, me and Jesus got our own thing going. Well, me and Jesus, we got it all worked out. Me and Jesus got our own thing going. We don't need anybody to tell us what it's all about. We can't afford any fancy preaching. We can't afford any fancy church. We can't afford any fancy singing. But you know, Jesus got a lot of poor people out doing his work.
Let's sing it, Lord.
Oh, well, me and Jesus got our own thing going. Well, me and Jesus got it all worked out. Me and Jesus, we got our own thing going. We don't need anybody to tell us what it's all about. We don't need anybody to tell us what it's all about.
Fred Walter, yes, Nashville recording artist Fred Walter, along with his daughters Grace and Jessica and his wife Debbie, one called Me and Jesus. 17 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon, temperature reading of 78 degrees here in central Minnesota. We're in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that's always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota. And Jeannie texting me saying, hello, Saturday, where do all the weeks go so fast? And yes, that is so true. The weeks really fly by and catch you off guard. So this week, we really need to talk about the holiday tours for the upcoming season. Registrations for tours are much earlier these days than in the past. Hotels, restaurants, and show theaters, motor coach companies, and every other business involved with the tour industry is telling Jeannie B's Tours and all others that they need to know several months sooner as to final counts for groups. Jeannie B wants you to know that if you are thinking of a Branson Christmas or a Nashville holiday tour, you want to call Jeannie now, 320-345-1581 to reserve seats for your group. A Branson Christmas departs November 10th. The holidays in Branson departs December 4th. Both Jeannie B's Branson tours include 6 shows, 10 meals, sightseeing of hidden gems of the Branson area, treats and prizes on the coach, lodging, experience guide, and a Trobex Deluxe motor coach, and so much more. Call Jeannie B's Tours by noon on Monday. That's tomorrow. And that's for an early bird discount only being offered through tomorrow morning, July 10th, that is, from 8 a.m. till 12:30 p.m. A Nashville holiday includes 6 nights lodging, 3 of these at the beautiful Gaylord Opryland Hotel, Grand Old Opry Tour, Country Music Hall of Fame, Andrew Jackson's Hermitage, General Jackson Riverboat Cruise, Luncheon, Nightlife Dinner, Theater, and a very loaded itinerary. There are still 10 spots available on the September 12th Quad Cities and the Celebrity Mississippi Paddleboat River Cruise Tour. Enjoy the Fall Colors Tour of Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois. Call Jeannie B. 320-345-1581 for details about the 11 exciting destinations for 2024 tours. And these include Treasures of Ireland, Alaska Cruise and Denali, Germany and Austrian Danube River Cruise, Canadian Rockies, Fall New England Rails and Trails, and more. The time to reserve is now. If you're planning a 2023 fall or holiday vacation and a 2024 tour, they are filling. Remember, seeing is believing. And that is to you from Jeannie B's Tours. So again, Jeannie just wants you to call as soon as you can. Again, that phone number, 320-345-1581. You won't be sorry you did. Just a great traveling company, Jeannie B's Tours. First rate. The motor coach Trobex is so good. You'll just enjoy yourself tremendously. We sure have. So call Jeannie today if you can, for sure tomorrow. All right. Jeannie B's Tours bringing us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Back to the music of Fred Walter off of his brand new gospel CD. Here's one I thought was really neat on this CD. They're all good, but here's one called Heartbreak Ridge and New Hope Road.
It was a white spot out in the country, away from the lights of the city, where an old-time preacher pitched a raggedy tent, looks like 100 years old. Started out preaching to no one, pretty soon the crowd started gathering, and he preached the gospel at the corner of Heartbreak Ridge and New Hope Road. I turned into a wild man. Some people said I'd gone crazy. All too soon came the harvest of the wild seeds I had sown. I stumbled into the meeting. I was looking like death warmed over. Then I heard the gospel at the corner of Heartbreak Ridge and New Hope a Road, singing, "Come, ye sinners, lost and hopeless. Lord, I was hopeless, heaven knows. Something got a hold of me, something got a hold, hallelujah. When I heard the gospel at the corner of Heartbreak Ridge and New Hope Road. It's still a white spot in the country, away from the lights of the city. I pitched that old tent that he gave me the day he died and went home. Sometimes I start preaching to no one, pretty soon the crowd starts gathering, and I preach the gospel at the corner of Heartbreak a Ridge and New Hope a Road.
And we say,
come ye sinners, lost and hopeless. Lord, I was hopeless, heaven knows. Well, something got a hold of me, something got a hold, hallelujah. When I heard the gospel at the corner of Heartbreak Ridge and New Hope Road. Glory,
glory,
hallelujah, glory,
glory. Hallelujah, glory, glory, glory.
And he said,
come ye sinners, lost and hopeless. Lord, I was hopeless, heaven knows. Well, something got a hold of me, something got a hold. Hallelujah. When I heard the gospel at the corner of Heartbreak Ridge and New Hope Road. When I heard the gospel at the corner of Heartbreak Ridge, New Hope Road. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
And there you have it. One called Heartbreak Ridge and New Hope Road. Fred Walter and his family doing a great job there. Daughters Grace and Jessica, along with Fred there on that one. Heartbreak Ridge and New Hope Road. 25 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon as we have a temperature reading of 78 degrees. I'm going to give you one of the traditional favorites, and this one is one called I Saw the Light. It's a Hank Williams Senior number.
I wandered so aimless, like filled with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Just like a blind man, I wandered along. And fears I dreamed for my own. Then like the blind man, God gave back the sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I was a fool to wander and stray. Straight is the gate and narrow is the way. Now I have traded the wrong for the right. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
Mr. Fred Walter with one called I Saw the Light. Yes, an old Hank Williams Senior number. Fred doing a great job of that one. As we're in the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that's always brought to us by Kevin's Countryside, home of those Hustler brand zero-turn lawnmowers, located 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. And yes, the Hustler is the original zero-turn. Helps eliminate the extra trimming and mowing of your lawns. Kevin with new Hustlers on hand all the time. And yeah, we've been getting a little bit of rain. Not a lot, but some. And boy, I'm going to have to cut some grass tomorrow at my place again. And I'm not sure about you, but you want to have a good mower. If you're going to be out there in this sun and warmth, it just makes the job so much nicer, so much easier when you have good equipment. And you'll find that at Kevin's Countryside, home of those Hustler brand zero-turn lawnmowers. Check out the different engine mowing deck sizes that are available to you. Baggers and other attachments are also available. Kevin does repair work in all makes and models. He can sharpen your blades, change your belts and hoses, your lubricants. Yes, he can do it all, service them all. And Kevin can also make you a trade. Yes, if you've got one there, a machine, doesn't matter what brand it is. If you want to update yourself and get into one of those brand new Hustlers, bring it out to Kevin's. He'll make you a sweet deal on one of those brand new Hustlers. For more information, give Kevin a call. His phone number is 320-363-7459. And yes, we always encourage you to call first. Kevin, of course, a busy guy, one-man bandit. Yes, he puts in the farm. And any of you farmers, well, you know what a job that is. And so when you got one person putting in the entire farm, you can't always be behind the desk. So Kevin is out in the field on occasion, but he wants to be there when you get there. So give him a call first. Again, 320-363-7459, and he'll certainly make sure he's there when you come. And, of course, Kevin took on that Eagle battery-powered line of equipment. Yeah, that's 56-volt lithium battery equipment. And, boy, that is some nice equipment. So it's battery-powered. Well, you can get a lawnmower, a push lawnmower. You can get yourself a snowblower. You can get a battery-powered weed trimmer and the handheld blowers and the backpack blowers and chainsaw and the pole saw. And there's a whole line of equipment there, and all battery powered by that 56 volt lithium battery. Really, really neat stuff. So Kevin doesn't sell junk out there. He's got the Hustler brand line of equipment and lawnmower division, and he's got the Eagle brand powered equipment, battery powered, there for the portable equipment. And you will enjoy them both. It takes the work out of the job. So check them out this week, Kevin's Countryside. Again, the phone number to call, 320-363-7459. Just look for the big yellow post there, the sign hanging from the post on the west side of the road, County Road 3. You get out there about 6 miles, and nice tar, long driveway there going into Kevin's. And, boy, he does a great job out there. Kevin's Countryside, yes. Proudly bringing us the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. 28 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock. Time for just a couple more selections. And right now, here's one I've heard other artists record. It's a neat song. One called God on the Mountain. Fred Walter.
Life is easy when you're up on the mountain and you've got peace of mind like you've never known. But then things change and you're down in the valley. Don't lose faith, for you're never alone. For the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make them right. And the God of the good times is still God in the bad times. God of the day is still God in the night. You talk of faith when you're up on the mountain. Oh, but the talk comes easy when life's at its best. but it's down in the valley of trials and temptations. That's when faith is really put to the test. For the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make them right. And the God of the good times is still God in the bad times. The God of the day is still God in the night. The God of the day is still God in the night. He's still God.
Fred Walter, God on the Mountain. And nice, nice job there by Mr. Fred Walter. Just want to remind you about those concert dates. Fred's going to be in concert. That's going to be this Wednesday, July 12th at 7 p.m. up in Earhart, Minnesota, the Grace Church there. Concert Series 2023. And that's on U.S. Highway 59 North, Earhart. Refreshments to follow. And then on Friday, July 14th, 6:30 p.m. at the New Life Christian Church. That's in Alexandria, Minnesota. And again, free will offering at both of those concerts. And then on Thursday the 13th, in between, they're going to be in concert at the fair up there, Todd County Fair. So should be another great performance, about 1:30 in the afternoon. So Fred Walter, Nashville recording artist. 24 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. We're going to do that with one that I like, one that George Jones had recorded, a number of others. It's a traditional one. One called If I Could Hear My Mother Pray Again. Mr. Fred Walter.
How sweet and happy seem those days of which I dream, when memory recalls them now and then. And with that rapture sweet, my weary heart would beat if I could hear my mother pray again. If I could only hear my mother pray again. If I could only hear a weller tender voice as then. Oh, how happy I would be, could mean the world to me, if I could hear my mother pray again. Within the old home place, her patient smiling face was always spreading comfort, hope, and cheer. And when she used to sing sweet praises to her King, it was the songs the angels loved to hear. If I could only hear my mother pray again. If I could only hear a weller tender voice as then. Oh, how happy I would be, could mean the world to me, if I could hear my mother pray again. Oh, well, her work on earth is done, and the crown of life is won, and she will be at rest with Him above. And some glad morning she, I know, will welcome me to that eternal home of peace and love. If I could only hear my mother pray again. If I could only hear a weller tender voice as then. Oh, how happy I would be, could mean the world to me, if I could hear my mother pray again. If I could hear my mother pray again.
Mr. Fred Walter, and If I Could Hear My Mother Pray Again. And that wrapping up our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM.